This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Before you head out, just hours after the Falcons beat the Saints 19-17, Arthur Blank decided to part ways with head coach Raheem Morris and GM Terry Fontenot. We want you to let us know how you're feeling about everything. 404-726-0929. In the press release, it was stated that the search for the head coach and general manager roles for the Falcons will begin immediately. So let me ask you guys. There was a lot of conversation about Matt Ryan being brought in a couple weeks ago. Where does he fit into this picture?
At the very front of it, I guess.
It's all speculative. I guess we'll know Thursday at what time's the presser?
11:20.
Okay, 11:20. I guess we'll know Thursday at 11:20. I would personally, my thought is, if you're bringing him in to have a role, Mike, Allie, with the team, right, then it's got to be, I just don't believe that Matt Ryan's like, yeah, I want to be a GM. Man, I'm going to come in and be the GM. I would tend to believe that you would bring him in and he would serve. I want to say a John Lynch type role, but John Lynch is kind of him and Kyle Shanahan are like the GM.
Sure, yeah.
Like, that's kind of a weird. That's kind of like a Scott Pioli, Bill Belichick.
It's like a roster coordinator.
It's a Pioli-Belichick relationship,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Remember at the beginning of the Patriots when Pioli was kind of the GM, but he really wasn't because Belichick was the GM, but Pioli and him kind of did everything together. That's kind of what I view that.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think the what's our guy's name up in Detroit that's in that kind of role?
Chris Spielman.
I think that's a good guess at it. I'm just curious how, because I think he'll be, in my opinion, they would be smart to put him over whoever the new GM is. But I don't know how high does that go. You know what I mean? Is he directly under Arthur at that point? Is there a layer between him and Arthur? Is there a layer between him and the GM? I don't exactly know that role, but I think that they would be smart to have him as a huge part of this decision-making process because everybody else that could be involved has been allowed that opportunity before and has arrived at this situation.
So I said this a few weeks ago on I was hosting with Mike Bell, and I said, what if? And my initial scenario was, what if he brought in a guy and allowed – this was before the Matt Ryan news. I didn't know anything about that, that he could be essentially the role that I was thinking about. But what if he brought in a guy and he kind of oversaw, right? Kind of – everything football, and then Greg Beadles was next to him. Because Greg Beadles is the president of the Atlanta Falcons. And that's the whole – Rich McKay is the CEO of the AMB Sports and Entertainment Group. So he literally is up there. So it's Arthur and Rich, and then Greg Beadles is the president of the Falcons. So what if you put somebody next to Greg Beadles? And Greg Beadles runs everything that is not day-to-day football operations.
Okay.
Which I mean like personnel, flowery branch, essentially. To me, that's the role that I would put Matt Ryan in. And so he's just like, he's there. Because that's, you're just like running football. He, of any player that's played in this organization for more than 5 or 6 years, can you name a guy that you think knows more about what winning should look like that from a and has been there in a leadership role that should kind of head something like that? Because I think Matt Ryan is the perfect guy. And the only thing that I would ask is, why in the hell would Matt Ryan want to jump in and do it? Because Matt Ryan made a plethora of money when he was a player. He works away from his family 2 days a week. I mean, you know, and he's set.
Well, I think that, and I do want to get this more calls, but I do think that that conversation does have to be reset at his role at CBS Sports. Why would he do that? Why would he take a role at CBS Sports with the money he's got in the bank? And I think that you're right. He's away from his family 2 days a week. I would say it's probably even more than that when it comes to prep and all the other stuff that he does in the studio. And if you had this role, you might work more, but you're going to go home at night, right, and be with your kids, be with your family, be around for Little League games or whatever else the kids are doing. So I would say that it's probably a coin flip of actually how much time he's devoting over the course of the week, and this probably allows him to do something closer to his heart, if I had to guess. But, I think we'll see.
I think he nailed it. His heart closer to – I think he loves the organization. I think he's a ride or die. I think whether it ever happened at the very end, it doesn't always end well. Like Todd McClure, right, Mike? Todd McClure was essentially said, you know what? We think we got this guy from Wisconsin who is not it, but we think he is it, and we're just going to let you go even though you've been literally one of the best players in franchise history at that position. And McClure is at team events. He loves the team. He still loves this organization. So, it happens.
If there is a role for Matt Ryan at Flowery Branch, I am going to need to see like a flow chart, a hierarchy chart, because like that conversation you're just having, Bo, to me sounds like the co-manager conversation on The Office. You handle the day-to-day. You handle the big picture.
I agree, because I'm like sitting here thinking in my head, okay, where does Ryan Pace fit into that? Where does some of the other people you've brought in? I mean, there's just so much. There's such a blur. It just seems like a bunch of guys sitting around a table with different names.
Who brought in Ryan Pace?
I don't know the answer to that.
I do. It's Terry Fontenot. Ryan Pace came in with Terry Fontenot. Look, guys, it's simple. When Terry came in, you cleaned house. When you fired Thomas, you fired trainers left. Some trainers left. All right? I mean, that you had like the player development guy who developed the off-field stuff was cleaned out when Terry came in. What the point is, Allie, is like all these things that don't have to do with football, like tickets and marketing stuff and all that the business side of it. This is the football stuff, where you're over the GM and the head coach, and all the football decisions are made. The day-to-day football decisions, that's the job for Matt Ryan. And that way Matt doesn't have to worry about the other crap that doesn't have anything to do with on-the-field stuff. Matt Ryan, whoever the football president of football operations, should clearly only be, to me, over the football side of it. That is just ball.
Well, and I do want to get back out to the phone lines, because this is your show today. You can air out how you're feeling about the changes up at Flowery Branch, 404-726-0929. I want to get to Paratrooper Dan from Alpharetta. He's been waiting a half hour to talk to us. So, Paratrooper Dan, what do you have for us this morning?
What up, man?
How are you guys? You're doing a great job. And the last caller, he was so spot on.
Yeah.
And here's my problem with a head coach. When, all right, the DC did a great job this year. But when you got an offensive coordinator and everybody in the world's going, oh, you need to replace him. No, that's the guy you put in there. And the thing is, you're on the headset. So when you have three or four crappy plays in a row, you're right there with them, and you're not saying a word. And, you know, I hate it for the guy. He lost his job, but it was time for him to go. Yeah. And thanks for taking my call, guys. And the thing, here's my last point. When you're at a big family get-together, okay, and you guys have kids, are you going to let somebody load them up on ice cream and you're not even going to pay attention to them because you're busy with other family members? No, you're going to put somebody in charge of your children at that point where you're going to have to say, hey, this is the story and this is what we're doing. And when you can't do that as a head coach, you lost the team. And I don't care how many guys on the team say, oh, he's a great guy. No, you're losing. And it's all about the numbers and winning. And that's all I got today. And thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, buddy. There you have it. You can't risk Aunt Cindy and Uncle Jeff over there, you know, feeding ice cream or banana pudding to the kids. It is what it is.
I do love that analogy.
I love it. No, he's right, though. I mean, in the end, you were on the headset. One of the things we praised Raheem about when he was hired is that he worked on the offensive and defensive side of the ball and continued to see some of the deficiencies that you saw offensively, which were pointed out by so many people. And I'm not talking about me. I'm, you know, a lot of people who study this game have looked at this offensive game plan numerous times and scratched their head over what the Falcons have been doing over the last 2 years. And he believed in it and continued to stick with it. And I think Bo and I were talking about just this morning, Bobby Slowick's the guy who interviewed here for the head coaching spot. D'Amico Ryans fired him that year. Isn't that crazy to think about? And here the Texans are having a great season. And C.J. Stroud has made huge strides. And they're doing a lot of good things right now. It's just sometimes you got to go that direction.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Let's try to get one more call in. Let's go out to Carrollton. Jaden is on the line. Jaden, good morning. How do you feel about these changes up at Flowery Branch?
Hey, good morning. Hi, I think this is absolutely the right decision. This thing is going on years without the playoffs, or nine, however many it is. And, you know, you look back at last year, we were 6-3, swept the Bucks, and still couldn't get in the playoffs. So, I mean, it's strange. I mean, you look at the team this year, we beat one of the best teams, Buffalo Bills, and offense looked great, and then you lose 6 out of 7 or whatever it was. And I just don't think the team responded to him as well as they should have, and it's just time for a change. And I think the GM needed to go too. The $200 million contract for Kirk Cousins is just absolutely ridiculous. One of the worst signings in NFL history for what you're going to get out of him compared to what you paid him, yeah, no thanks. They absolutely made the right call. Thank y'all for taking my call. I sure do appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
The funny thing about the Kirk Cousins contract is it gets bigger every time someone brings it up. The money grows.
Was he wrong?
It wasn't 200, but it's not even going to be that at the end of the day. I think it's only going to be like 110.
I'm already sick thinking about next year's cap situation with that.
Well, look, the cap is a manipulative thing. It depends on the direction and that's the thing. Whatever they do and whoever they hire, just be 100% about where you think you're going to be. Don't tell me you're rebuilding or you're retooling while competing. Don't do any of that. Say, look, we want to completely reset, or say we think we've got a roster and we got a quarterback that we can win with now, and we're going to go out and try to win. And every move is going to show that.
Well, and that's what I want to get into on the other side of this is we've been talking about Raheem a lot this morning. I want to talk about the Terry side of it. Did he deserve to go out as well? We're also going to take your reaction from the fallout at Flowery Branch, 404-726-0929. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.